gonna take a hike today out on the bog, which is up above Grand Marais, so come on along. There's two sounds I'm listening at right now. I'm looking at a purple finch who's preening and made a few warbly sounds, and a little red-breasted nuthatch who's kind of looking for lunch. That little kip, kip, kip sound, that's the purple finch. I'm sort of waiting for a song, but all I'm hearing is this little kip. Ah, they flew. And now I'm left with the red-breasted nuthatch, who is also not singing. Oh, there. That's a red-breasted nuthatch, that kind of nasal little nyet, nyet, nyet. That's his song. And you'll hear a lot of those if you have winter feeders up here. Very common. Cute little guys. Well, he's starting to preen too, so guess no song. That brief little piece of sound you had was a solitary sandpiper. I'm going to try to approach again. These solitary sandpipers, they like to feed on like mud flats. And where it just flushed up was the sort of a ditch that runs parallel to this trail that was actually created when the trail was created through the bog here. And there are patches of mud here and there because the water's a little bit low now. I'm actually watching it right now. They're quite beautiful. Very white belly. He's kind of walking on the mud. I might move closer and he may make a sound, or he may not. I'll see here. I don't really want to disturb him too much. He's actually probably migrating. They do breed in Minnesota. In 1982, Ken and I did find a nest site area and watched the adults and the young. It was quite an experience. The only other record was a sight record on the Mississippi River of a young bird. Otherwise, they were considered before that to have bred only north of here, north of the Canadian border. These were the first records south of the Canadian border. And even since then, very, very little nesting data is available on these birds. He flew past me and made that little sound. I don't think I'll bother him anymore. It's just fun to see a bird like this. So look that one up in your book. It's a shorebird, a solitary sandpiper. This is Molly Hoffman from the Superior Hiking Trail above Grand Marais for WTIP.